You're listening to the Garden Nerd Tip of the Week podcast, brought to you by GardenNerd.com, the ultimate resource for garden nerds. I'm Christy Wilhelmi. Thanks for joining us. Frost dates. When you don't have a frost, like in most of Los Angeles, the concept of frost dates have little or no meaning. For everyone else, though, it's life or death in the garden. Knowing your frost dates helps to ensure success this growing season. So here's a basic primer. What's a killing frost? A killing frost consists of a drop in temperatures to the point that water freezes. The cells of the plant are full of water, and when water freezes, it expands. So when water in cells expands, it basically ruptures the cell, thus essentially killing the plant. Last frost is the day that everyone waits for. It's the reported average date after which a killing frost is not likely to occur. Most seed packets bear instructions that say, start indoors 6 to 8 weeks prior to last frost. So that's the magic day that you need to remember. So that means when plants are ready to go in the ground, once the threat of frost has passed, you're ready to garden immediately. Last frost dates usually fall between March and May, but in Southern California, our last frost date is February 11th, which is quite early. First frost, on the other hand, is the day that everyone dreads. It means the end of the gardening season for most unprotected gardens. That killing frost comes through and wipes out most plants. Some can survive with protection, with garden fabric, and some even actually thrive after a frost, like kale or parsnips, which become sweeter. Most frost dates occur between September and November. In Southern California, though, that first frost date is December 8th. To find your frost dates, visit the website This Week Only and click on one of the two links that helps you find your frost dates by either zip code or your state. Happy gardening! Well, that's the Garden Nerd Tip of the Week podcast for this week. You can find more tips and tidbits for all your organic gardening needs at GardenNerd.com. That's GardenNerd.com. I'm Christy Wilhelmi, and until next time, happy gardening.